Savy Moore did not have a good week last week. Mark Hemstreet is the manager of the grocery store in Homer.
Deliveries were definitely at least one day and sometimes 2 days behind. So we ran short on some of the perishable items like bread, milk, and eggs for a couple days last week.
He says the store began ordering more key items and is now in pretty good shape in terms of inventory, but shipments are still behind.
And this week so far, our truck for Monday night delivery didn't arrive till this morning, Tuesday, so we're about a day behind on our stocking for major shipment this week so far.
Road closures and delays on the Sterling Highway are impacting companies across the peninsula. Gary Straw is the general manager for Country Foods IGA in Kenai. It's a grocery store that supplies food and freight all the way down to the Homer area.
To date, we have not missed a load. We have been late with several.
He says the company has three drivers that go back and forth between Anchorage and Kenai every night.
I believe last week we did have one evening where the drivers spent the entire night alongside the road, probably 7 or 8 hour period before they were able to get through. And that's been the worst one so far.
For now, he says the biggest impact has been on overtime. He adds that the company has been rushing freight through the warehouse to avoid delivery delays. Carrie Thurman says the food delivery hasn't been that bad. She's a co-owner of Two Sisters Bakery. But she says there's been another problem.
We have seen in the last maybe week, 5 days to a week, have seen probably 35% lower business, you know, people coming through. And it's much less tourism, more local traffic.
Debbie Speakman is the executive director of the Homer Chamber of Commerce. She says the tourism season was already slow this year due to the fires, but over the past week, it's been dead.
The news reports that folks up north are seeing are big walls of fire, and they're thinking that Homer is full of smoke. So really, our lodging folks are really seeing an impact with lots of cancellations.
She's hearing reports of people canceling their trips to Alaska altogether.
We're hoping that things will calm down and we can see the numbers come back up, but it is a big concern. We've got hotel rooms empty, and people are still trying to keep their employees busy as they get through the end of the season.
Speakman says it's unclear how the lodging industry will be able to recoup its losses. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.